You're very proud of sporting achievements in your part of the world. I know that Circular Head people are very, very proud and almost parochial about their sporting sides. And basketball has been a tough year for the senior sides this year. But there's a bright future, I think. The under-14 Saints have won the NWBU Junior Final. Fantastic.
Yeah, the juniors had had a good year. I know that two or three of their sides had that was in the finals, but the under 14, no, I think actually it was under 16s boys that actually taken out the title this year for the Northwest and in Devonport a couple of weeks ago. And yeah, you're right. I mean, we've had many young people that's actually gone on to state sides, and I know that there's two or three. Young people from the hockey is playing in state sides as well this year, and but it's good that a team's actually won a premiership, so it all looks in the future it looks good for our basketball. I know that basketball men's and women's has struggled over the last few years. We've got some good talent, but we just haven't had enough young people to go through the ranks to win finals, but we're still competitive and we do enjoy it, and it's a great thing for our young people and for our older people as well. And I know with all sports in our area, being a country area, we are very good at it, and so it's something that does bring the community together as well.
Yeah, great for families too. And like you said, the senior men's and women's team had a pretty bleak year in the NWBU, neither qualified for the finals, but it's great that the boys under 16 side have got a win now, and it points to a very bright future indeed. Something that happened last week, not just affecting your council, but all councils around Tasmania, is that Taswater have announced they're going to embark on a fairly big capital works program. The bottom line for them is not having any more boil water alerts for any town in Tasmania, but to fund it, they're actually going to reduce the dividends that they give back to the councils who actually own Taswater. I had the Mayor of Burnie, Anita Dowan, last week. It's going to cost them $400,000 out of their budget, and I imagine in Circular Head it's going to take a fair chunk out of yours too, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and it's something's unfortunate. The first thing to say about it is that we do agree with Taswater that we don't live in a third world country, and so we. I think the first thing is that we do agree with Taswater. We do want to have all of Tasmania to be able to drink their water and not have to boil it, and so that's important.
I guess it's the funding model you don't agree with, though, is it?
That it's the funding model, and the fact that Taswater really didn't come and talk to us before that they made this announcement. And as owners of it, while the board was able to make this decision, I think it would have been common sense and to come and talk to us first. And so that's the thing that really we're not happy about. I know that we agreed that we would forego our dividends if the state and federal government come up with some funds.
Which they haven't yet.
Which that hasn't happened. And so I think that this is a big enough event to actually cause the state government in particular to come up with some funds as well. So particularly disappointed about that, but the consumers of the water is going to be the ones that's going to be really affected by it in the future, and not only are they going to have to pay more for the water, but councils are going to be stung more as well. So,
And you've got to recover that from some other area, which means rates could potentially go up.
It could be rates, or we might make a decision that we need to do some more work and save money in other areas, but whichever way it is, the consumers are going to miss out, which is disappointing. So we do agree with parts of it, but others we don't, and we're going to have some discussion to see how we're going to handle it from here on in.
Well, it doesn't happen until 2018, so maybe there's still time for the feds and the state government to come to the party, but as you say, you're in agreeance with why they're doing it, just not how they're doing it.
That's it.
Yeah. OK, now something else that caught my interest during the week. Everyone knows about the Archibald Prize. Well, there's an award in Circular Head which is called the Charchibald Prize. So you put the CH for Circular Head in front of Archibald and you come up with the Charchibald Prize. It's sponsored by the Circular Head Council, so you know a bit about this, and it's part of Circular Head Arts, and it's worth $1,000 to win.
Yes, it is, and we've had this now for 3 or 4 years, and we've been trying to encourage more artists in our community, because we used to have an event every March long weekend, and with the arts And that hasn't happened now for a few years at Wayne, and so we're trying to encourage artists, because while we've been really strong in sports, in being a regional area, as we've talked about, it's also there are people that are really involved in arts and do some great work. And the beauty about arts is that when they, or whether it's photography or whether it's drawing or whether it's paintings or whatever it might be, you do bring out people's personalities a lot more, and you develop people's personalities. And I think for the next group of leaders in our community, the more we can stretch people out and actually and develop their abilities, I think that the better. And whether that's in sport, whether it's in art, whether it's in whatever else it might be. And so we've been very strong on that. And I know that the amount of entrants have increased every year, and the quality of our work has been fantastic as well. And so I look forward to seeing how it all pans out this year and seeing the end results.
Unlike the Archibald Prize, it's not just restricted to portraiture. It's open to all types of arts. It runs from the 1st of September to the 28th of October. And there's also, people can go and have a look at it, obviously, there's also a public vote prize, which is worth $500 in addition.
That is, and it's good that the public, because we do, there's no point in having these awards unless people can actually see them. So they are displayed and in various shops in our area, and so we then ask people, tell people where they are displayed so they can go around, and that we obviously get people in shops as well, and they can have a look at the arts at the same time, and then, as you say, they can judge them for themselves. And normally the people that win the major award doesn't win the public vote, so, and that's good, because people have different perspective of art, and so you would expect that to happen.
A bit like the Packing Room Award with the Archibald Prize. I don't think there's only been two in the history of that that's ever won both, so, and yes, that's been going for a long time. it starts on Friday, the September the 1st, so if anyone wants to get entry details, they can contact the council where the forms are available.
That's it. And the last thing that which I did forget to mention to you is that Stanley won the Tidy Towns
event, of course,
the week before last, and so that was a great feat for us, and we were really proud of that, and they are now in the national award. So go Stanley in the national awards a bit later in the year, and we won a number of other awards as well as Stanley winning the overall prize. You know, Smithton won the prize for between 2,000 and 5,000 people, and there was other awards that Chack had won, and some schools had won as well. And so I want to thank the people in our community that that actually nominated these people and these towns for these awards. I think it's a great thing, and a great thing for our district that after a number of years in the wilderness, we've actually won the main award again.
Yeah, the Tasmanian Tidy Town Award, and I think it's the fourth time Stanley's won it. And didn't they win the national award once?
They won the national award once. They've won it, four times. They've won the state award, and one year they went on to win the national award. So hopefully history will repeat itself.
Be nice, wouldn't it, Darryl? Thanks for your time. As